everybody.
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC. Grayson.
JC.
What's up?
Nah, Tom, what's up with you?
This is a very late edition of Boy Oh Boy. That's something that's up with me.
No kidding.
Yeah, we usually record this on a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
The podcast gets released late Thursday night. Today at the time of recording it is what?
Saturday.
Saturday morning. That's right. And frankly, I can't express how disappointed I am in you. I can't believe you did this to the podcast, Grayson.
I did this?
Yeah.
No. Yep. How did I do this?
Because you said I'd really like to record Saturday morning, no exceptions.
Mm. And I do remember that conversation.
Well, that's what it's going to take. So, I mean, I didn't
recount the events of the week?
You may. They're a little blurry in my head at this point. There's been a lot.
So, Tuesday when we would normally record, I got home from work. I was stinking exhausted already. And I guess JC was as well.
No, I was so excited Tuesday, if I remember correctly, because I looked at my calendar on my phone, and I had nothing for when I got home from work. So I just, like, I did my schoolwork. I was hanging out. I ate some food. And I felt great. I was like, this is the first time in forever I could just, like, kind of relax after. I wasn't, like, I was still doing schoolwork, right? But, like, the first time I didn't feel, like, immense pressure to, like, fit everything in. And then I realized why at about 10 p.m.
Yeah, I remembered around 7:30, I think, and I texted you. I was like, hey, did we forget?
Yeah, we forgot to record on Tuesday, which is the second time in a month that we've just forgotten to record.
Which is kind of remarkable. You would think that after having done it for so long, it would be a habit that's just inbuilt at this point.
Uh-huh.
And yet. Life finds a way.
It really does. And then what do we decide after that point?
Then I was like, hey, do you want to do Thursday then?
Oh, and Wednesday. You were like,
right? Yeah, so I think I originally said Thursday, and then you're like, I have a tattoo afterwards, so it'd have to be super late. And then I was like, okay, would Wednesday be easier? And you said Wednesday would actually be much worse.
Wednesday was much worse. I worked a 12-hour shift on Wednesday, my first ever one, and I was correct. My guess is that I was going to come home and accidentally fall asleep. That is exactly what happened. So I'm glad on Wednesday we didn't plan for it. And yeah, Thursday I had a tattoo after work, and it went really late. And then yesterday, where were we supposed to record? On Friday? I think yes, because I fell asleep through it.
I'm trying to remember, because Thursday came around, and you said like 9:30 would be the time that you could do it. And then I got a text from you at like 8:30 or 9 that was like, can't do it.
Yeah.
And then yesterday,
I'm looking at your text right now.
Yeah, we were supposed to do it yesterday, and I was texting you about when I would get back because I was spending time with my parents throughout the whole day. You worked, so like we couldn't do it throughout the day anyways. But I was just going to text you when I got back from spending time with my parents because they're in town. And then,
yeah, so what happened yesterday is I fell asleep.
Yeah, you just fell asleep.
Like 7 p.m., and I woke up at about, what time did I message you? 10 p.m.?
Yep.
Yeah, and then I was awake for about another hour. I did my part-time job, and then I fell asleep again for another, like, 7 hours. It's just, I don't know, Grayson. I don't know.
It's, like, fair enough. I kind of get it, too. Work's been killing me. On Thursday night when we were going to record, the recording was going to be my break in doing work. Because I was up till 6 a.m., doing work.
Woo!
So that I didn't have to worry about it over the weekend.
This makes sense.
Oh yeah, by the way, the reason I didn't want to worry about it over the weekend is because it's my wedding.
Yeah, you get married tomorrow.
Yeah.
You join someone in holy matrimony.
Indeed.
Wow. That's big.
Join for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and you didn't even invite Steven.
It's true.
That's really unkind and cruel, quite frankly.
Well, we'll do a wedding next year.
I know.
And then he'll be invited to that. Maybe. I don't know.
Aw, that sucks.
Yeah, Steven, he seems a little overjoyed about Charlie Kirk's death, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Overjoyed? Steven's over the moon about the assassination of the political commentator Charlie Kirk?
Yeah, he got really excited when he got shot, and he said, "We did it. We did it. It actually worked. The plan worked."
Who's we?
I don't know.
You didn't? That wasn't your follow-up question?
There wasn't much, like, back and forth at that point.
I mean, if someone said, we did it, about a political assassination that I wasn't involved in, and they said it to me in private conversation, I'd at least want to clarify who is we, because it really seems damning for me if I'm just complicit in a murderer saying, we did it to me.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Now you sound kind of maybe responsible.
No, I'm totally unrelated to Stevens.
Ongoing.
I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, whatever he's got going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
He can deal with his own stuff.
Yeah, I heard Steven requested you talk about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Is that correct?
Yeah, he requested it in the Gray the Gray Discord.
Oh, good.
Keep in mind, I haven't streamed on Gray the Gray in probably 6 months now.
Oh.
At all.
Okay. But, you know, the Discord's still popping quite
Yeah, I guess next time I stream, I have to comment on it.
Oh.
Unless, should I do my comment here?
It was.
Well, that was my assumption.
I thought you wanted him to comment on Boy Oh Boy.
Well, he doesn't specify.
Mm-hmm.
On 9/11/2025 at 4:12 p.m., he says, "Gray, will you talk about how this is a national tragedy?"
Okay, so maybe just to cover all our bases, you should boot up your live stream right now while we're recording.
Ah, yes, of course. And just hop on and say...
Say our feelings about the whole assassination.
Say the assassination of Charlie Kirk was a national tragedy.
The pros, the cons. Or just that. But then after that segment's done, we'll just move on to whatever's next and the stream.
I do love that Steven has inbuilt into his, like, statement that... Because it's not, now that I'm, like, rereading it, it's really not a question. It's not, will you talk... Gray will talk about how this is a natural tragedy.
Oh, it was not a question. It was just he was making an assertion.
Yes.
Well, he willed it into being. Steven manifested this.
I guess so.
That's beautiful. That's really... Well, oh, I guess you haven't said it yet. Will you say it for him?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to give Steven what he wants.
Oh. Okay, say that it was what the nation needed.
No, I'm definitely not going
to
say that.
Okay. I thought we were trying to undermine Steven here.
No. That, like, undermining Steven is funny and all, but...
Okay.
I mean, a man was murdered.
No, it's true.
In cold blood.
Oh, wow. Jinx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, it is a tragedy.
But maybe not a national one.
Now that I really think about it, I don't know what qualifies as a national tragedy.
I think it would qualify as a national tragedy, just in the sense that it did kind of take the nation by storm.
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't know, but where it ranks along national tragedies, I don't know. Like I think it was the guy from Barstool Sports was like, "This is one of the darkest days in American history." Hard disagree on that one. You know? Many darker days.
We've had some pretty dark ones, yeah.
I guess you could say this is a dark day in American history. I'd be willing to
hear
you out on that. Darkest? Maybe if it was, like, your husband who got killed. But even then, that doesn't really make it a darkest day for American history. That makes it a darkest day in your life.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kept seeing the quote everywhere about how the lack of legislation on gun control is worth it. To protect our freedoms. Like, an occasional death every once in a while is worth the freedoms to bear arms, which I do think in the context of this death was highly ironic. But still tragic, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I hope Steven will maybe be open to making an appearance on either your stream or this podcast to discuss it further.
Yeah, he can give us the ins and outs of the conspiracy, it sounds like.
It doesn't sound like a conspiracy. It sounds like Steven was just part of the crime, based on what you told me.
I think he may have been the one who orchestrated it.
Oh my God, like it's not the FBI this time. It was a young man in Austin, Texas.
I don't know what connection Steven has, so let's not rule that out, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, we know where Steven claims to work, but where he actually works? Who's to say?
We do already know he works for the government.
But in what capacity?
Exactly.
That's a really good point. That is a very good point. Yeah, well, hopefully Steven, again, is willing to help us get to the bottom of it. I think all the FBI people have been very willing to come on podcasts recently, so this is good news for us.
True. Do you think we could get Cash Patel? That's his name, right?
What was your friend's name who has a podcast?
Cash.
What was his last name?
Patel.
Dwarkesh Patel. We could probably get him.
I don't know if we could.
Even that's a stretch. Yeah. At a point in time, we could have gotten him.
Yes, at a point in time, he actually really wanted to come on the podcast.
That's hilarious. Well, I mean,
you know, if you really think about it, open.
Uh-huh.
The Boy Boy podcast kind of inspired the Dwarkesh Patel podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was the man who was assassinated ever on the Dwarkesh Patel podcast?
I don't know, and I don't think so.
Oh. I mean, the fact that it's a possibility is still pretty crazy.
It is kind of wild.
Yeah. Huh. Well, Gray the Gray, now that we've gotten that out of the way, I think we've buried the lead. There was actually a bigger tragedy. Well, no, I wouldn't say that. There was what we thought was a tragedy that was recently uncovered as being no such thing.
Was there?
Yeah. Grayson, for years at this point, we have come on this podcast, and I hate to say it. This is incriminating what I'm about to say. But we've slandered a man. And that man's name is Bitch Noah.
Oh, no.
We have insisted.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We have insisted that Bitch Noah, your brother's friend, Bitch Noah, and his dog Apollo, this beautiful Dalmatian of his.
I always liked Apollo. Good dog.
But we insisted that they were kind of enemies of this podcast. And for what we thought were rightful reasons. And that your very expensive and rare Great Muda statue / figurine went missing. And the only possible explanation that we could fathom how in your apartment that isn't, it's not like a small apartment, but it's certainly not large either, that somehow this decently sized toy statue of the Great Muta went missing. And the only fathomable explanation is that Bitch Noah, who was staying the night around this time with his dog Apollo, may have been culprits. That Apollo may have chewed up the action figure and Bitch Noah, in an attempt to save the reputation of his dog, threw away the action figure. That was the working theory for, again, years at this point.
Yes.
I believe that may have been disproven, debunked.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to need you to expand on that, because all I know is what I saw in a photograph.
Sorry, it was cutting out, so I didn't know if you could still hear me.
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Okay, beautiful. So, I have a lot of stuff. And I'm getting married, and my soon-to-be wife will move in with me. And so, even though it's not a very large apartment, I fit a lot of stuff into this apartment. And that means that there's boxes in places and a lot of stuff stored away. My wonderful, dear, sweet fiance, she was insisting that we clean out my closet one day. Mind you, she was insisting we clean it out after I had been sick and was still recovering from being sick. So this was really bad timing. And also, like, I think she thought we would get through all of it in like a day. And let me tell you, I got too much stuff to do that. But we were going through some of the boxes in my closet. And lo and behold, as we're going through, the Great Muda figure was just right in a box in my closet. Just sat there.
I don't understand how that happens, because you said that he went missing from the cabinet.
My living room.
Your living room.
Yeah, the last place I remember him was in my living room on the second to bottom shelf of that bookcase that's next to the couch.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember putting him in the closet. I don't remember putting him in a box.
Do we think this
And
is
you
like
want to
a...
know the worst part?
What's the worst part?
I don't remember where I put him now.
That might actually be the worst part. I was worried there might be some hyperbole at play. I think that's actually the worst part. You don't know a good thing when you have it.
Listen, there's too many moving parts in my apartment and my life right now. I'm fairly confident I know where he is.
What's the quote about looking a gift horse in the mouth?
That doesn't apply here.
I think it does.
Looking a gift horse in the mouth has to do with judging a horse that you received as a gift.
Okay.
Because you can tell a horse's age by their teeth.
Okay.
So you would look in their mouth to see how old they were. And if you got a horse as a gift and you were looking in their mouth and just judging how old it was, that's kind of rude. I'm not judging the gift. I may not be appreciating it, but
or ungrateful when something is for free. Yeah, that's you. You're unappreciative and ungrateful. This gift was free and you keep neglecting it. You are looking the great Muta in the mouth.
I don't think his mouth opens, no.
Really?
I would not want to look the great Muta in the mouth.
No, that would be, you'd get misted.
Yeah.
That would you'd fall right into his trap if you look him in the mouth.
It would be a really big negative for me.
Like, you'd have to know what is coming at that point, you know?
One would hope.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a signature thing of his.
But are we thinking this is like a Toy Story situation, Gray the Gray, for how he ended up in a box in your closet?
He ran into there? Probably.
I really don't
see another explanation.
If I were a toy with sentience and free will, I wouldn't put myself in a box in a dark room. But I'm not the great Muta, so. You know?
Yeah, maybe he just likes solitude, you know?
What's really messed up? Yeah, sorry.
If you think about the toys in Toy Story, they all want to be played with. Like, that's their driving force. We really don't get to see a lot of toys that, like, maybe they just want to be left alone.
Aw. Do you think any toy really wants to be left alone, or is that just them coping? Like, they're just an unpopular toy, and so, like, their way of dealing with that is being like, well, I don't want to be played with anyways.
That's possible. It's also possible that Apollo, Noah's dog.
Oh, yeah.
Frightened the great Muta so much that he ran to the closet and hid in that box, you know?
Oh, okay. We're still working with the Toy Story thing. I thought we were going the route of Apollo picked up the great Muta and put him in the box in your closet.
No, I think the odds of that are pretty low.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Likely that the great Muta came to life and walked himself to the closet.
I'd agree. I just really like the imagery of the dog, like, standing up on its hind legs and, like, growing thumbs and putting the great Muta in a box, you know?
Like Scooby-Doo.
Like Scooby-Doo. But instead, we're left with the much more bland imagery of the dog barking at the toy who comes to life and runs away in fear.
Yeah.
Well, that's life.
That's life.
As we always say here on the podcast.
That's what all the people say.
On the podcast.
Riding high in April.
Roll Tide.
Shot down in May.
Oh. Wasn't there something you were supposed to say after Roll Tide? I swear. I swear. Whatever. Who cares? Grayson, I did work a 12-hour shift. It did lead to us not recording that one day of the week. The 12-hour shift, though, it wasn't that bad, if I'm being honest. And also, when you work the afternoon hours, you make an additional $2.50 per hour, which is nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I will say when I got home, I was immeasurably tired. Also, I was devastated for the last 4 hours of my shift. They moved me over to the psychotic unit where I work, which I don't quite understand the thinking behind it. You'd put your most tired employee over there. But it's fine. I got through it. And honestly, it was a pretty fun few hours on Unit C, the psychotic unit, because I got to lead a group where everyone was doing coloring. Then we went outside for physical activity where I threw a frisbee around with them. So it really went quite well, all things considered, but left me exhausted by the end. There is a patient over there on the psychotic unit, Grayson, who's been at the hospital for a little over a month now, about a month and a half, okay? And that's kind of an outlier. That's a very rare instance that you have a patient that's there for that long of a stay. Most days are like 5 to 7 days. You know, this one was about 40 some odd days. And I got along pretty well with the patient, okay? He was known for whenever you'd walk through the unit, he would walk up to you and say, "What's up?" And he would dap you up, just the hardest you've ever been dapped up, okay? Like, with just such
a... I'm going to be honest, JC. There was a point where you were saying the coloring thing, and then you said butt lit, and then it cut out for me, and then I got back to the dapping up. Okay. So did I miss anything important to the story?
I mean, kind of. I was just saying that there's a patient at the hospital who's been there for like 40 days now, okay?
Okay.
Long time. Much longer than the average stay of 5 to 7 days, okay? Mm-hmm. And we get along pretty well. He would come up to me. He'd always dap me up. He daps up everyone when you walk through the hallways, okay? But... Mm-hmm. I didn't have to work with him that much because in the past month or so, they've barely put me on the psychotic unit, right? Mm-hmm. But when he daps people up, he fucking puts all his fucking force into it, okay? This thing hurts. And it's a multiple time a day occurrence because if you walk by him, he's dapping you up and saying, "Hey." He's this guy with like a bit of brain damage, I believe. He's cool, just super disruptive. Like, he's always getting into some shit. Like, if he's not busy or occupied, he's causing trouble or, like, destroying something, you know?
As he should.
Like, a very difficult patient in general. And then also, we have had him there for over a month, right? Mm-hmm. Just kind of wild. But again, we got along pretty well. Last week, they put me on Unit C, the psychotic unit, for the whole day, though. And this patient and I got along great for, like, the first half of the day. And then at one point, he came up to me and asked me where I got my watch from, you know, this watch that I have to use for work. I bought this watch so I could use it for work. Do you know where I got my watch from?
No.
I got it from Walmart. It was $10. Okay? And I very frequently get compliments on it from employees and patients alike, okay? For a $10 watch, apparently it looks very nice. Have you seen my watch?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's sad. I like it.
Could you shoot me a picture of it?
Yeah, let me grab it. It's right next to me. Okay, you could fucking talk.
No. No, that's kind of out of my... No.
Out of your wheelhouse?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Real sorry about that. Well, I have the photo taken. I just have to send it to you still.
Okay, we'll get it sent over.
Listening audience, just, you know... Picture a nice Bear looking with. Watch or something. Grayson will describe it to you in just a sec.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, it's pretty good for a $10 watch.
Right? And no one knows it's $10 when they're complimenting it. But he comes over. He's like, "Where'd you get your watch?" And I tell him the truth. I'm like, "Oh, it's not like a fancy one. It's from Walmart. I got it for like $10. And Grayson, from that point forward, this patient hated me. Okay? He told me I needed to get my money right. And then anytime he saw me or walked by me going forward, he no longer would dap me up. You know what he would do instead?
What would he do?
He'd yell, "White trash!" And that went on for like about a week and a half before he finally did discharge. But I really ruined my relationship with this guy by revealing to him my $10 watch. He got very suspicious of me and my motives, you know?
That's really tragic.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's so sad.
I know.
Why does he care so much?
I think it's because of the immense brain damage he has. If I had to venture a guess.
Why would he keep saying white trash?
Well, because he thought I was poor and that I was going to try to take his stuff because I have to shop at Walmart and get $10 watches, you know?
You got to get your money up, not your funny up, JC.
And that's kind of maybe an important takeaway that I need to walk away from this experience with, you know? Like, this should serve as a sobering moment for me.
Everyone knows that you need to be wealthy to take care of psychotic patients.
Yeah, absolutely. Only the wealth. Honestly, yeah, there are a number of people that work there that don't need to make money, like that have my job, like the low paying entry level job, and they're just doing it to do it. Like they have money, they come from money, that kind of thing. I can think of three of them off the top of my head who are either like their husband's rich, their parents are rich, or like they have money from like a previous career and they don't need to be there. They're just doing it for the love of the game, you know?
That's actually kind of messed up.
What do you mean messed up?
Just because, like, everything you've described about that job sounds awful.
Yeah. There has its high points.
But some really low points.
Oh, yeah. But also, I'm not, like, an adrenaline junkie, and some people are, you know?
You think people are doing it as an adrenaline junkie type of thing?
I think there's aspects of it. Like, if you thrive in unpredictable situations where you might get hurt, which some people do, those moments can be pretty exciting, you know?
And you think the people who are from money are there just for that?
One of the guys, I think, is a little bit. That's part of it. I think most of it comes from a desire to help people and, like, work in mental health, you know? But there's one guy where I'm like, yeah, he definitely enjoys the codes.
That's kind of wild. Yeah. Good for him, though. I'm glad that, like, a place exists for him to work and enjoy it like that.
It's true, but I'm almost tempted to say, why not get into boxing? You know? Or, like, mixed martial arts. Or
I guess,
the military.
But, like, you don't... Unless you're really good, you don't get paid for that, you know?
The military.
Like, military, you risk death.
I mean, it's in, like, the top three professions for deaths in the workplace. Yeah. I don't think that includes any of, like, the military professions, to be clear. It's, like, working in lumber, working in, like, acute psychiatric facilities, and the other one was, like, telephone lines or some shit. So, you know. I guess it can happen.
I guess so.
Hopefully not to him.
Yeah. Ideally, again, though, I'm just glad that he has a place to, like, let that out.
Yeah. No, this makes sense. This makes a lot of sense. Oh, but sorry, to backtrack just a little bit, Grayson. Are we done issuing our apology to Bitch Noah and his dog, who we accused for years of being criminals?
Oh, I'm not apologizing.
Okay. Because we still think maybe Apollo was responsible for him running into the box?
It seems the only possible conclusion.
Okay. So our previous best theory was Apollo chewed up the toy, Bitch Noah tried hiding it. At this point, Bitch Noah was uninvolved. Mind you, Bitch Noah got the title of Bitch Noah from this whole ordeal. But Bitch Noah was not involved. Outside of that, yes, he did bring the dog to stay overnight. And the dog scared the little toy man into running away into your closet. Okay. So, even with that next most likely version of events, Bitch Noah is still, well, a bitch.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad we got clarity on the situation, at least some closure. And I am white trash. More closure, you know? I need to get my money
Is
right.
that closure?
I mean, I guess so. I'm okay with the label. My mom grew up in, like, a trailer, many trailer homes. So, like, I have roots in white trash, you know? I don't know if I would say I am, but I'm not so far connected, disconnected.
I feel like this shouldn't be closure. It should be, like, a beginning of something to get your money up.
Oh, like, I shouldn't just be complacent and content with my white trashiness.
Right.
Okay. Huh. Well, I'll do my...
Personally, I think that psychotic patient may have taught you something.
Okay. Because one of my coworkers gave me the advice that I should just go back to him and be like, yo, you think I was being serious? This is actually a fossil watch. And then I looked up what a fossil watch is. They're not particularly expensive either. It's like $90 to $100. Still more than the Walmart one. But that was her advice. I just lie and be like, no, I was joking. I'm not actually poor. You know?
Yeah, you could have done that, but I feel like there's some ethical issues with that.
I mean, yeah, I guess so, because it would be a lie. But theoretically, it's a lie to their... is it to their benefit or mine? Maybe both, because I don't want to keep stressing this dude out by walking by with my shitty watch on, you know? And if he thinks it's instead a really expensive one, and that's going to, like, cause him less mental distress.
Okay,
What's
but what
a
if
white
it?
lie?
What if he finds out it's an expensive one and then he wants to steal it?
Well, then he can have it. I'll just buy another $10 one.
Honestly, so true.
Thank
You'd
you.
probably make his day if you did convince him that it was an expensive watch and that you just like gave it to him.
I mean, we would have to take it away right after because they're not allowed to have watches.
Oh.
But, like, I could put it
Wasn't
in
he
his
discharged,
storage.
though?
He
Yeah.
was. He was. And I'll be honest, there is a little bit more to this story. That on my 12-hour shift when they moved me over to Unit C, this was like after like a week and a half of him calling me white trash. I got to the unit and I was really worried because this was going to be like my first time working with him directly, like since this all kind of started. And when I saw him, he looked at me and he like locked eyes when I walked onto the unit, and he said, "Oh, the great white shark." And he smiled real big. And then we got along fine for like the 4 hours I was there. We played Frisbee together. We colored together. I played 21 Savage for him. Like, we got along great. So I don't know. I don't know what changed, but he wasn't angry at me by his last day. You know?
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Yeah.
Why shark? Is there a reason?
I don't know. I think maybe he like remembered calling me white trash, but like midway through saying it, he forgot what he was saying, and then like just through word association, shark ended up coming out.
Because of the brain damage.
Yes, severe.
Okay.
So that is my first guess, but again, when the nickname dissipated, so too did the negative feelings. Like, he stopped being mean to me. So,
you know, I also had
this
a
exact
guy I worked
same
that I
thing
refer
happen.
To as a shark.
Okay, okay.
But it was because of how he walked. He always walked with like so much intensity and intent.
Ooh.
Like a focus in it that I was like, he walks like a shark. He moves like a shark.
Like a shark from the show Shark Tank.
No, not like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But that was my thought process, at least.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you have an intensity in your walk, but I don't really see that from
you. You
know
that's not true.
To be honest,
yeah. I think I bob when I walk.
Yeah, you kind of got a funny-looking walk.
That's not nice. It's not a nice thing to hear said about me.
I mean, I didn't really intend for it to be, like, nice.
No, but, like, I'd rather be called white trash than, like, someone say I have a funny walk.
Really?
Well, yeah, I feel like if someone calls me white trash, it says more about them. But if someone says I have a funny walk, they're probably right. You know? They're probably just observant.
So the issue is that it's true.
Yeah, that's what hurts more about it.
Ah, I see.
And again, like, if someone wanted to make the argument that I am actually white trash and that is a true statement, I'm open to that too, you know? Like, it can be true. I still think I'd be hurt less by that than I would be about the funny walk situation. Mm-hmm. But I think that speaks more to my vanity than anything else, you know? Like, I'm not so money-driven, but I do want people to at least... I guess they both fall into vanity, just different kinds. Like, I don't care if someone thinks I'm poor, but I do care if they think I walk funny, you know? Like...
I gotta tell you, you do walk a little funny.
I have a coworker named Issa, who I've told you a little bit about. He's the guy I said would be, like, great friends with Hans, probably. I could see this being a thing. And the other day... I was doing shift change with a couple of the evening techs, and Issa was walking toward us from down the hallway, and my coworker looked at me and said, "Does he always walk like that?" And it was in that moment I realized Issa has quite the funny walk himself. And I just felt so bad. I felt bad for the boy, you know?
Some people, they just got funny walks, and that's okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to be one of them, you know?
You know, if it's any comfort to you, JC, I've noticed it less over the years. I noticed it a lot in school.
Yeah.
When we were still in high school. But, like, walking around Chicago, didn't notice it at all.
Yeah. But also, you've just become acclimated. You know, there's something to be said about how exposed you are to my walk. My gait?
Maybe... But I don't know. Your walk in high school was pretty distinct.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I did make the concerted effort to, like, hopefully fix it up a little bit, you know? But also, what scarred me so severely is you one day, out of nowhere, you drop the bomb on me that you know you bob when you walk. You have a weird walk. You bob up and down when you walk. This is what you say to me, and Will is agreeing with you. Okay, this is back senior year of high school, and the very next day, I'm walking down the hallway. What did Will call that hallway again? He had a name for it.
Oh, like downtown or something?
Downtown. That's exactly it. That's where the spec ed rooms were. I was walking through that hallway, and this guy, I presume he wasn't in our class because I just didn't recognize him, maybe like a junior or a sophomore, looks at me, and he has like these two girls with him, and he looks at me and he nods at me and he says, "What's up, Bobby?" That's not my name. And this is less than 24 hours removed from you saying I bob when I walk. And I make the connection that, oh, fuck, he must be making fun of how I walk. And it stuck with me to this day. That was, what, 7 years ago?
That's tragic.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But hopefully it's changed. Okay?
That's actually God. He really got you with that one.
He fucking got my ass, Grayson. Okay? Like, when he said that, this offhanded comment to a stranger he didn't know, there's no way he could have foresaw that lasting with me for the next decade. And yet?
And yet.
And yet. Also, Unit A at my work is the women's unit, and they're getting, like, a whole revamp to their program. They're, like, getting all new groups. They have, like, their own new director. It's like, becoming a lot more, like, strict, and, like, they're cracking down on a lot of stuff. So that's exciting, you know? I don't get to work over there because I'm not a woman. And I apologize for that, okay?
Yeah, you better figure that out.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's a way around it, unfortunately.
Devastating.
We make do. We make do. I get to see Lord soon, Grayson. I get to see Lord in concert on Wednesday. That's going to be massive.
I saw that on your list. I didn't even know she was touring.
Yeah, this is her first time in Austin in about a decade. So I really would like to see her live. She doesn't tour very much. Her MO is she'll like release an album, tour it for like 6 months, and then disappear for 3 years. And like not even work on music. And then like she'll start working on an album and just do it all over again. But she does not like being in the spotlight from what I understand. You know?
Good for her.
Yeah. So I figured this is my opportunity. That. You know? I got to go see Lord. So I'm going. Brandy's going. Brandy's best friend is going.
You'll have to let me know if she does look like Review Bra in person.
I don't know who Review Bra is.
It's a guy who reviews, like, food on YouTube. He always wears a suit.
Well, that's funny you say that. Lord did have a food review account on Instagram back in, like, 2016, 2017. She would specifically review onion rings. And
it's the same person, man.
Then when it got outed as Lord, like it was revealed that this was Lord's account, she abandoned it and stopped posting. Like she was only doing it when it was anonymous. It's sad that that got taken away from her.
Yeah.
But people were able to track it because like these onion rings were from all over the world and they happened to line up with like all of her tour dates and her travel.
People have a problem.
Yeah. People love to ruin a good thing.
Like even if you found that out, why couldn't you just leave that a secret, you know? Yeah,
obviously she doesn't want this to be public. And then, like, she said in an interview, like, she became, like, self-conscious about ordering onion rings. And that sucks, you know?
Well, I feel like that part's on her.
No. No. That's on the leakers. Okay, that's on the doxers, I think.
I mean, it's one thing if you don't want your review account to be going, like, public or anything like that. I get.
Uh-huh.
But to let them have that much control over you that you feel bad about ordering onion rings, like, grow up.
Well, I think it was initially because she didn't want to, like, the working theory is, like, this account belongs to Lord. And then, like, she doesn't want to, like, confirm it by, like, ordering onion rings places, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. If you had a secret account that was unknown to the masses of Boy Oh Boy listeners, what do you think it would be centered around? What would you review?
Probably tacos, but I would, like, do only breakfast tacos, and I would roll for the ingredients, like, with, like, a die. you know?
And you would try to keep that secret?
Yeah.
Would you use like voice to speech?
Maybe, or maybe I just do a funny accent.
Ooh. Well, can you give an example of like a funny accent you would do?
No, because then I would spoil it.
Oh,
I don't want to use
okay.
all my funny accents now because then someone could like trace it.
Do you think it'd be similar like to the accent that Nathan Fielder did in that one episode where he helped the nail salon revamp?
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Okay, so basically what I'm referring to is Nathan Fielder was trying to help this nail salon get more business. And I guess there was like a problem with parking at the nail salon. And so to try to increase business, the nail salon started offering valet parking, okay? Which is really like free valet parking. That's wonderful. But the thing is, it didn't really work so well because there are so many stereotypes and so much racism surrounding
Asian women
particularly
drivers.
Asian and women drivers. And when you combine those things, it's only Asian women working at this nail salon who are also then valeting the cars. And so it was a massive flop. So what Nathan did is he recruited the most successful female Asian race car driver in the country to help be the valet driver for this nail salon to show people that Asian women drivers can be good drivers. And so, like, she was like doing donuts and stuff in the cars. But when he was interviewing the woman before he got her to agree to be their valet driver, he did just burst out in an Asian accent. I forget the exact context of why, but it really caught me off guard. He was like role playing a scenario. I've definitely shown you the clip before. It really captured me when I was 17 years old, around the time I was called Bobby.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Shout out to Nathan. I miss him every day.
You, did he go somewhere?
He doesn't have like any shows out right now or movies. He's just kind of in the background, you know?
I feel like that's probably for the best for the guy.
Yeah, you want to make
He does
yourself
his
like a hot
best work.
commodity.
He does his best work kind of from the background.
So true. So true, Gray the Gray. What else do you have that you want to talk about, by the way?
I mean, to tell you the truth, like, aside from the wedding, there's not a ton going on in my life. I'm taking off. I took off Friday. I'm taking off Monday as well. Work's going pretty okay, actually, right now. Just because, like, my team's doing good. I'm doing okay. I'm still, like, perpetually behind. I got sick last week. Getting sick sucks. Because it's the same thing, like I told you, with taking vacation. My responsibilities don't go away. I just have less time to do it. And it was already a short week because of Labor Day.
I hate Labor Day.
So with Labor Day, I came in on Tuesday, worked totally fine. And then Wednesday, I started feeling under the weather in the morning, but I was like, ah, it's whatever. It's just kind of like a headache and a little bit of achiness. By midday, I was ready to collapse. So I left for the second half of the day, and then I couldn't do anything at all until Saturday. So that sucked.
That does
And then
suck.
that just pushed everything from those days to this week. And this week again was going to be short because I was taking Friday off. So I just had a really jam-packed week, you know?
But not in a good way. It wasn't jam-packed with fun like Chicago was.
No.
That's a sad thing.
Jam-packed
I'm
with
so sorry
misery
about it.
and
I mean,
pain.
speaking of how busy we are, Grayson, and how this podcast was an absolute failure in coming out on time, okay? And how we both forgot about it on Tuesday, and then I slept through it like three times after that. I haven't done much thinking on this idea, right? I thought of it as I was making the list for the podcast, so I'm going to run it by you, and you could shoot it down. You could say that's a bad idea, or you could say, JC, maybe that's a good idea. How do you feel about if the podcast transitioned into being back in person? But we just do it once a month. Does that sound feasible?
I
Or
don't think I like that.
why not?
Because I feel like the only thing we really have is that we've been doing it weekly for as long as we have. And also, I worry, because like this was the thing that kept us talking during college. We don't do a lot of things in person right now because we're so busy. And I don't
I'd
see
say
us
we do
getting less
nothing
busy.
in
Yeah.
person.
I don't want to be at a point where we're not talking frequently enough. You know what I mean?
I do, but at the same time, I bet if we did that once a month in person, we would see each other more in person than we do currently. Like, if we had one day a month where we set aside, it's like, oh, we're hanging out together, I think that would give us more time together than an hour on Discord every week would, you know?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I feel like we should just have a day a month where we hang out, period.
Yeah.
And we need to set that up. I think that should be something that we do regardless of the podcast.
That's probably fair. That's probably fair. Because even my weekly hangs with Steven have become closer to like a once every 2 or 3 weeks thing. So that's basically also on a month by month situation.
Yeah, but we just need to be more intentional about hanging out, I think, is the real key of this.
I mean, it sounds like you're pretty free right now. I'm going over to Steven's later, if you want to join.
I will actually be spending time with my parents and my future in-laws here today.
Oh, you can invite them.
Probably
got
not.
A new place. It's bigger.
I haven't even seen Steven's new place.
He sent me a couple photos. It looks kind of nice, but it was like before anything was set up. So I'm curious to see what it's like with his furniture actually all moved in.
I'm going to text Steven right now to send me pictures of his new place.
Okay. He may not do it just because he doesn't know that you've already commented on the death of Charlie Kirk. You know? Like, he might be waiting until he gets what he wants before he'll give you what you want.
No, that's fair.
So, but I'll try to get this thing uploaded ASAP.
Okie dokie.
And I'll timestamp it for him just so he can jump to the part where you say... What was your stance on it again?
That
Steven
is a tragedy.
To do with it? Oh, both of those things, I think.
It is definitely a tragedy. I don't like when people are taking the stuff out of context of him and being like he was a bad person. He was generally like a moderate.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the clips are very obviously out of context where like it's like even like the question being asked right before he says something is like extremely chopped up. And then also the one where people are thinking he's saying the C slur about Asian people, but it's just like a guy's name that he's yelling. He's not actually saying the slur. That one looks really bad out of context. Like, I don't blame people who see it out of context for being like, what the fuck? But also, in context, it's really not so bad. You know? Have you seen
yeah.
that clip?
I have not.
Oh my god, he's just screaming the C slur. But it's because it's like, it sounds similar to the guy's name. Like, and when you hear he's actually saying the name, it just makes all the sense in the world. But otherwise, it seems like the most hateful video you've ever seen.
Was he talking to Cenk?
Yep, that's right.
Cenk Uygur?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's really, really bad out of context.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one a lot in the last week or so. But, yeah, I don't know. I'd only seen him, like, in occasional clips on Instagram and Twitter before his death. I don't know. I feel like it's a really weird thing to want to assassinate anybody. But also, the video, so gruesome.
So horrendous.
Like,
it's awful.
It's really not hard to find if you're looking for it on Twitter. Twitter has become so much worse, Grace. I know this is not a controversial stance, but Elon made such a big deal about getting rid of the bots and like cracking down on Twitter. It has become
it's
almost
all
unusable.
Bots.
It is all bots. Yeah. It is horrific of a platform.
It's all bots. It's all just the same reposts. It's gotten to the point where the bots reposting the same clips don't even match up the, like, post caption.
It's
know,
crazy.
Like, what they say with the video.
And, like, so before I'd say Twitter was a space where, like, that kind of video, like, something graphic that's not supposed to be online, like, you could find it there, right, on Twitter. Now, mm-hmm. You cannot avoid that shit. Like, that video is everywhere, just, like, all over. Like, you would click on, like, the first thing on, like, the trending of for, like, the topic of Charlie Kirk's death. And it's just there. Which, I don't know. It was wild.
One of the things that I thought was weird was in the trending, it showed me a trend where it was, like, rumors of... No, it was news of assassination of Charlie Kirk circulate among Jay Schlatt birthday wishes. It was something like that.
That's awesome.
I was baffled.
That's good.
Because you know that was just... I was stupid enough not to screen cap it.
No.
And in retrospect, I so wish I had, because it's so obvious that they just have an AI making these trending things.
It's so absurd.
Where it's like, what are the things that are being said right now? Oh, Charlie Kirk assassinated? Jay Schlatt birthday. Whoa, those must be connected.
I think that's worth photoshopping. Like, I think it's worth photoshopping it to bring it back, because I would like to see that, you know?
I'm actually so sad I didn't screen cap it now that I'm really thinking about it, but...
That's real fucked up. And then also, I was shocked that, like, it was kind of terrifying, like, at first when it was like, there's literally no suspects. It's like, they arrested two people and they let them both go. And then it was like, there was just nothing on it.
At least they seem to have probably found the guy now.
Yeah. This dude's dad turned him in.
What's with the dude who was in the crowd being like, I did it, I shot him, shoot me now, I did it. Did you see that guy?
I did not see that. That's
there was
so
this
sad.
Old dude in the crowd.
Aww.
Who they ended up arresting because he kept yelling of having done it. And then as he was being arrested, he kept shouting, shoot me now.
Suicide by cop.
Yeah, I don't...
But that's, like, not even one you could plan for. You know, it's not like Suicide by Cop where you go up and, like, you start, like, you know, causing some shit. He's like,
yeah,
in the moment, this is my spot. This is my opportunity.
This is my time.
Yeah. That's really, really something. I did see the video of, like, it was this couple that, like, the girl was freaking out. And, like all the crowd is running away from the stage. And she's, like, telling him, like, come on. And, like, she starts running with them. And the guy is, like, super calm when he just stands up and is like, I'm going to go see where the shot came from. And starts walking into the crowd. That was weird. Good for him.
I was shocked by the number of people celebrating in the crowd. Like, the moment.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it was insane.
That is insane. I guess you don't necessarily know he died at that point, you know? It's still crazy.
But you know he got shot.
Yeah. Yeah. That is kind
of
rough.
And, like... You saw the video. You know in that moment he died.
I mean, if you're far back away, maybe not. But, oh my god, the gut, the blood just left. It was, oh fuck, it was filthy. I don't know. He was a very hated man.
Wild.
Yep. Well, Gray the Gray, I hope Steven is plenty satisfied with this thorough breakdown. Are you about ready to ride off into the sunset?
Yeah, I think I'm good. Are you good?
I think so. I think
I know
so.
Your grandparents are getting there soon, right?
They should be here any minute now. I'm going to rush into the shower. I don't know when this podcast will be edited and uploaded, but it will be at some point. So look forward to that.
Before we sign off, firstly, sorry, Parsifal, that this is coming out late, and I know you were upset about that.
True.
But then also to my lovely, lovely fiance, Isa, who I'm marrying tomorrow. I love you forever. I'm very excited for the wedding. I don't know if you're ever going to listen to this, but it's going to be great. Very excited for our life together. Love you.